41. Jesse had a drink with Rita Fiore at the Seaport Hotel on the South Boston Harborfront. Thanks for coming out here through the big fucking dig, Rita said. But I've been in federal court most of the day and needed a double martini immediately after.
Glad to oblige, Jesse said.
You drinking Coke?
Yes.
On the wagon?
11 months, Jesse said.
Eek, Rita said. She drank some of her martini. That's like the last time I saw you, she said. I stopped shortly after.
Scared you sober, huh?
Jesse smiled.
There were other issues, he said.
Yeah, I know. Like the ex-wifey do?
She would be one, Jesse said.
How you and she doing?
Jesse held up crossed fingers. We're living together at the moment.
Oh, Rita said. How nice for you.
Oh, come on, Jesse said. You and I weren't going anywhere.
Maybe you weren't, Rita said.
You were?
Seemed like a good idea at the time, Rita said. Jesse didn't say anything. Rita wore her thick copper hair long. She was wearing a short skirt and sitting sideways on the bar stool with her legs crossed. Jesse studied her for a moment. Rita watched him and raised her eyebrows.
You would be a good idea, Jesse said. Anytime.
But not a keeper, Rita said. Jesse smiled and didn't answer. Rita gestured to the bartender for another martini. She turned back toward Jesse and smiled widely.
Okay, so you're not here to propose, she said.
I sent a couple of sisters to you a while ago, Jesse said.
The Plum Twins, Rita said.
Anything work out? Jesse said.
Hey, you think just because you got my clothes off a couple of times, I'll betray professional confidences?
I was hoping, Jesse said.
Actually, they didn't employ me. I have no obligations to them. They wanted help finding out who killed their sister.
Jesse nodded. I sent them to a guy I know, but it didn't work out.
They see him at all?
Yes, Rita said.
But they didn't tell him anything, and when he asked them stuff, they were evasive, so he told them to blow.
Excuse me? Jesse said.
In a manner of speaking, Rita said.
They say anything to you? Jesse said.
I think they were worried that you were a small-town doofus, Rita said, rather than a high-powered urban hotshot. Like, say, me.
Anything else?
I'd say their combined intelligence is about that of a mud puddle.
Jesse nodded.
They told me they were staying at the Four Seasons, he said.
Yep, that's what they told me.
Too bad they didn't hook up with your guy.
Rita shook her head.
He wouldn't have told you anything. He's a very hard case.
Just right for you, Jesse said.
Rita shook her head slowly.
Fat chance, she said.
He's in love with a shrink.
Probably handy to have one in-house, Jesse said.
Certainly would cut down on the travel time, Rita said.
What's your interest in the Plum Girls?
They might be a little less innocent in all this than they claim.
But no smarter.
God, no, Jesse said.
Tell me, Rita said.
Jesse drank some of his Coke.
All of it? He said.
Keep you talking, Rita said. You may weaken.
Especially if you ply me with Coca-Cola, Jesse said.
I'll have another, Rita said.
They both smiled. And Jesse told her what he knew about the death of Florence Horvath.
When Rita listened, Jesse noticed the sexual challenge left her face.
Wow, she said when Jesse was through.
Yeah,
Jesse said. I've been a prosecutor, Rita said, and a defense attorney. I've been on one side or another of criminal law all my adult life. Jesse nodded. I have also probably slept with more men than you've arrested. And I'm a good cop, Jesse said. And I'm shocked. Yeah, Jesse said. It's pretty bad. It's disgusting, Rita said. But only some of it is illegal, Jesse said. Enough of it, Rita said. These aren't people society has abandoned. They didn't grow up with no parents in some goddamn project someplace. They're not victims of racism or class contempt or poverty. They have no excuse for being trash.
True, Jesse said.
This is bothering the hell out of me, Rita said. And I'm not even involved.
I know, Jesse said.
Doesn't it bother you? The obsession with sex, devoid of affection? The exploitation of young girls, the...
Rita waved her hands.
The lack of any feeling anywhere among any of these fucking automatons?
I have my own problems with it, Jesse said. But I try not to let it interfere with the work.
Rita sat back a little on the bar stool and looked at Jesse and nodded slowly.
And, she said, you haven't had two martinis on an empty stomach.
Sadly, no, Jesse said.